ABC Radio Australia.
The new Super Rugby Pacific season kicks off in Dunedin in Sydney this evening before switching to Churchill Park, Lautoka tomorrow afternoon when the Fijian Drua will take on Moana Pacifica in the Battle of the Pacific. 2026 will be a crucial year for both sides, with Moana adapting to life without superstar Adi Savea, while the Drua will be under pressure to raise their game to reflect the Fijian Union's rise to Tier 1 status. But the New Zealand Herald's rugby analyst, Gregor Paul, says the Drua have one very obvious problem: how to win a match outside of Fiji. While for Moana, the absence of the Adi factor just cannot be ignored.
Saadi put the team on his shoulders last year and he dragged them through tough situations. He inspired them. He elevated them. He probably produced the single greatest Super Rugby campaign we've ever seen by one individual. And he's a pretty special player at that. So that's not available to them in this campaign. So clearly they're going to be disadvantaged by that. But I guess if you're Moana, you're hoping that some of what he brought last year in terms of improving training cultures, habits, instilling better discipline on and off the field, setting the team up to succeed, they'll be hoping that some of that stuck to a young, inexperienced team that didn't have a lot of professional experience. But they're clearly not quite the same team without him.
But if Moana are hoping for a miracle, they've got one. He's the new captain, Miracle Faialangi. I mean, it's a big task for a relatively inexperienced player to take on.
Yeah, love your pun. Yeah, look, he's a good player, though. And I think that's to the point I was making previously. There is an opportunity for a number of guys, Miracle being the most obvious, to fill the vacuum in terms of leadership, ability on the field, driving the club off the field. There's an opportunity for some young-ish guys who don't have a lot of experience to follow in Ardi's footsteps and take his lead. Like, he's been a player with considerable potential. We all know that. He's had some pretty good games. But I don't think he's slung together a campaign yet that we've all looked at and gone, wow, this guy is an international player. He can go onto the world stage and light up next year's World Cup. I think that's his chance to do it, be inspirational, and drag a few players along with him.
What about the question of where Moana play their home games? My understanding is that they've virtually been told you will only play so many in Auckland, and they're heading off to Tonga this year. I mean, they've said they want to play in Tonga and Samoa, but I'm wondering whether they're doing that willingly or not.
Look, it's been a challenge from day one, finding a home for Moana. There's a difficulty here in Auckland. It's a crowded sports market, not by Australian standards, possibly, not by Melbourne standards, certainly, but it's a crowded market sporting-wise. Certainly the Blues welcomed the concept of Moana, but didn't really like the idea of having a Pacific club plonked on their doorstep, partly because the Blues see themselves very much as a Pacifica club. So that's been a perennial issue, that there's been tension placed on them around, can they build a fan base in Auckland? And the pressure is on them, and it's been exerted by not just the Blues, but the Chiefs and Hamilton, which is really just down the road here from Auckland. They're not super keen because effectively Moana in South Auckland are on the Chiefs' doorstep as well. So it's been a battle. No one's got an answer yet for where they can play and where they can be established as a regular entity. And unless they can come up with solutions, it is going to be exceptionally challenging for them to have a viable future.
And looking to the Drua, they finished second bottom last season. Their points differential was the worst in the entire competition. I think it's fair to say it was a disappointing year for them. But now Fiji Rugby has been given Tier 1 status at international level. The Drua have to lift their game, don't they? If for no other reason, then a lot of their players are ending up playing for the Flying Fijians.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Their campaign last year was definitely disappointing, particularly after how they played in 2024. They made the playoffs. They probably could have finished even higher up the table that year. And it felt to me like they were going to build on that, and they didn't. They went backwards. Perennial issue that they are one team at home and a completely different one when they get on the road. And that's an issue that they need to solve, because professional rugby demands that you can't be this Jekyll and Hyde type entity. You've got to learn discipline. You've got to learn the ability to play away from home, keep the same routines, keep the same patterns, deliver the same type of performance. So that's something that they need to fix, and they need to do it this year. And yet, you're right, they've got what they've always craved, which is a seat at the top table through the Nations Championship. A considerable number of the Flying Fijians are likely to come out of Super Rugby. I know there's plenty of guys in Europe that they'll be picking from as well. But it's a critical moment here for Fiji because the invitation's been extended. Everyone has pumped them up and said, look, these guys, if they just get the opportunity, they will deliver on the world stage. They just need the chance. Well, they've got the chance and now they need to deliver.